You know, I was thinking about something the other day. As I was looking at yet another menu offering me avocado toast, and then they brought me a taco that had avocados in it, and I suddenly realized this has got to be one of the greatest marketing campaigns in the history of mankind. I mean, everybody's heard this song.
Avocados from Mexico.
And you've probably seen the Super Bowl commercial. And what you may not know is this is all out of a marketing group that's based here in Irving called Avocados from Mexico. It's a not-for-profit organization that, for my money, is incredibly effective. Alvaro Luque is the president and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi. Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
So have you found anything else in which avocados can be inserted? This is like overnight.
You know what? You could be amazed of all the things that you can do with avocados. We've been doing for now 5 years that I've been in the company, anything that you can imagine. Actually, desserts, something that you won't think usually when you're talking about avocados, great stuff. Try to do your brownies recipes with avocados.
Get out of here. That is
crazy.
But I mean, it's swept the nation. I mean, we had sort of cornered, you know, guacamole down here, but nobody ever used avocados for anything else. Maybe a couple of slivers in a salad. But now, I mean, you are covering the lower 48. How do you take a product like this and market it? And who had the ideas?
Well, I think that the avocado phenomenon here in the U.S. is very interesting, right? The Americans are going crazy with this fruit.
Yeah.
And you're totally right.
It is a fruit.
Actually, it's a berry. You know that?
No.
It's a berry. Yeah, so it's a fruit.
But anyway, you're right. Everybody's going crazy.
They're trying
to find ways to incorporate it into 100%. Everything we eat.
Yeah. And it started with football, probably. You know that there's a big association of guacamole and football. And we see it every year that football season starts. But now you're totally right. Avocados is much more than a bowl of wok and chips, right? We're trying to reinforce that idea that you can do it. Excellent salads, avocado toast, desserts, like I was telling you. And we see that the biggest opportunity right now for us is to try to push more and more avocados in what we call handhelds. So
handhelds.
That's your burgers, your wraps,
burritos. I've seen it in hamburgers, too.
Yeah.
I never saw it. When I was growing up, nobody ever thought about putting an avocado on a hamburger. You guys have brainwashed the United States of America. And you spent how much? A fortune on Super Bowl commercials. Who ever thought I'd see a fruit advertised in a Super Bowl commercial?
Well, you know what? It's a great formula if you know how to do it. That's my point of view. I think that I always say every time that they invite me to a conference to talk about our Super Bowl participation that I think it's the most underrated marketing investment that you can do if you see it as a campaign. If you see your investment as a single ad that you're going to pay more than $4 million for 30 seconds, you will never get your money back. But if you see that as an excuse to build up a campaign around it, it's fantastic. Imagine that in the last two Super Bowls, we've been delivering almost 8 billion impressions, brand impressions, in 2 weeks. For a brand that was non-existent 5 years ago, that's crazy.
So tell me about your organization. So there got to be thousands of people in Mexico that grow avocados.
Yes.
So are you're a marketing arm, you're a trade group or a marketing arm from representing all of these different entities?
Well, it's a nice combination because it all started with this association in Mexico that is called APEAM. And APEAM basically holds all the growers. We're talking about almost 30,000 growers around APEAM.
Wow.
25,000 of those certified to send product to the U.S., and around 50 packing companies. So that's APEAM, that is our Mexican association. And also there's an American association that is called MAHIA that holds around 250 importing companies, 100% U.S. companies. And these two associations for, I would say, more than 10 years were doing marketing with the same brand, same logo, but they were not talking to each other until they sat down and said, you know what, let's create a company. And it's the first time that two foreign associations through the government of the United States created a company. So that's us.
And you're the company. Avocados from Mexico.
I am the company.
So you're a U.S. You're not a Mexican company. You're a U.S. company.
100% a U.S. company. 100% a U.S. company.
How'd you end up in Irving?
That's a funny story. Before I was working with Avocados from Mexico, I used to work 15 years with Mission Foods, and it's located here in Irving, Texas. So when I started the company, it was a startup. We were only 6 employees at that time with avocados. And one of the things that these guys wanted was to build up a headquarters. And my first question was, well, why not Dallas, right? It's a great hub if you travel a lot, close to Mexico, and they loved it. So I'm here.
So you get to operate out of here, and you fly all over the country.
Yeah, all over the country. We fly every week. We have an organization now of almost 30 people, and most of all are executive platinums.
Is this a domestic campaign? I mean, do they export these, you know, outside of North America? Do they have that kind of shelf life?
No, because we're part of a checkoff program with the USDA. So one of the rules that we have to follow is that absolutely everything that we do has to be in the U.S. We cannot do absolutely anything that crosses the border.
Unbelievable. So what's next? What have you got? I mean, you've had more than 15 minutes of fame that everybody's entitled to. I mean, this, the avocado thing keeps on growing.
Well, we're doing a lot. We just announced that we're going to go back to the Super Bowl for the fifth time. And also, we're doing now a lot of experiential with avocados. Actually, we announced last week that...
Experiential with avocados?
Yeah, because...
You're going to have to explain that.
Okay, so let me explain that. We just did a nice deal with the American Airlines Center here in Dallas, and we created the first ever avocado-only concession stands. So so you go now to the American Airlines Center, and you can have avocado chocolate mousse and avocado fries.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and avocado toast, and it's an avocado-only stand. So that's the experience that we wanna build up with the brand, and we're coming with a lot of new surprises around that experiential dining idea.
So do you guys sit out in Irving and dream all this stuff up, or does this come out of Mexico or where?
No, 100% here, 100%. We have a group of very talented people that work in different areas. We have almost 12 agencies around the U.S. that work with us. So that's the formula, right? Hiring very, very successful and talented people and great agencies to help us out and
all
to come
the
up
supports. Because, you know, it occurs to me, I don't think I've ever just had, maybe once, maybe just a, sort of a naked avocado. It's always been associated with something else.
Yes.
You know, some Tabasco, or my mother used to serve Catalina dressing over.
Yes.
And that was about it. But, I mean, it's kind of a bland fruit, you know?
It is. And you usually need to have something with it, and we always recommend that. Actually, you know that one of our biggest partners, probably the biggest partner in the U.S., is Tabasco, actually.
Oh,
we created
a
recipe together that we call the Tabo, and it's basically naked avocados with the Tabasco sauce that you want. And we've been so successful in colleges and universities doing that we're going back this year with 15 new colleges that we're visiting.
Well, I think it's fabulous. So when you hear the jingle, when you see the Avocados from Mexico ads and everything else, I want you to think Irving, Texas, and think Alvaro. Look, he was the president. You do a great job. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're happy. I think that the brand is growing. The category is growing. We've been, imagine this category doubled in 7 years here in the U.S.
Remarkable.
We tripled in 7 years. So the sky's the limit.
Thanks.
David.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.